Smith Sabatino here. Roland Smith with Carl Sabatino.
Hello.
Right here on our show. Anyway, Carl and I have often had interesting discussions about the paranormal.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
Yeah. I tend to accept it, I think, more so than Carl does, although I think he's kicking and screaming coming around to my way of thinking.
That's what my wife keeps saying.
Anyway, a number of months ago, Carl and I did an interview with a very well-known psychic by the name of Tara, who works out of Sedona, Arizona. She's a very interesting woman. I've known her for many, many years. I've had several readings with her, and I have to vouch for her authenticity and her accuracy. And we did this interview several months ago, and we'd like to play part of it for you. And maybe we'll do the other part at some other time. But
let's
this is the
that.
Part
let's
here.
Do that.
I asked her, what is a psychic?
It's just someone who has extrasensory perception. They're able to, you know, connect to feelings and sensing things. They have telepathy. But really, it's just, you know, being everybody, by the way, nobody is left out of this. Everyone is psychic. Everyone. It's a God-given gift. It's in you. It's in me. And it's just like the sixth sense. It's just where you feel something if you walk in a room, or you might think of someone and you bump into them. You know, the phone rings and you know who it is. This is all the little things that really are being psychic. And it's just been blown up into being so much more. But everybody is gifted. You just want to develop it, and everybody can, to heighten your own gifts, your own intuition, so you can trust your own instincts more. That gut feeling, men say it's a gut feeling. Women say it's their intuition. So it's really the same.
Now, you often give seminars to teach people how to listen to their own inner feelings.
Well, I get them to do one of three things, because some people have, you know, there's not just... you know, you said clairsentient, and there's clairvoyance where some people can see. So if some people now close their eyes and, you know, and I said, just see the rose in front of you, the red rose, and some people can see that, then they can really heighten that gift within them and really open up their vision if they have a good, you know, mental mind to really just visualize things and see things. Then their gifts are more in the clairvoyance. And then with the clairaudience, which is what I do, that's hearing, so I can hear everything. And then I have clairsentient, which is where I feel things. If I hold a piece of jewelry, which is called psychometry, I'm able to sense everything. And so I sense the person's whole life through that piece of jewelry or object I'm holding. And then one that nobody ever talks about, and a lot of people have this gift, it's called clairgustance, and that's the gift of smell. So some people can say, I smell, you know, somebody in the room, or I smell flowers. Usually that's a departed loved one trying to come in and give them a message that they're around them. And these are all senses that we all have. It's just developing it. And in the workshop, I've had businessmen come in that have never meditated once. And within the weekend, I'll have pictures in an envelope. I'll have them hold the envelope. And I literally pull it out of you. What are you feeling? What do you sense? What do you see? And before you know it, everybody's reading everybody at the end of the weekend. So I've had non-believers become believers in 24 hours.
Mm. What's the difference between an intuitive and a medium and a psychic?
Well, the psychic is where you first start out and you first develop. So when I go to that, I don't like the word psychic as much. I was a psychic. When you're first developing, you are a psychic. It's having that knowing of the past. And truthfully, if you can know the past, and when you meet somebody and you can know the present, then you're going to be able to do the future pretty well, too. And then I would say, yes, you're a psychic. But once you develop that and you move up through meditation, through prayer, then you can move up to be more of an intuitive, and it's got a higher vibration to it. So you draw people in that are really wanting to learn and grow and shift, who came here for their soul to grow and to evolve, because that's really why we're here. And then the medium is the one that has the gift to be able to connect from this world to the next world, either hearing spirits or feeling them. And that's pretty much the gift I was born with. you know, being sick in hospitals, I would see things, you know, and think I was just seeing things, and I would shove it down and shove it down. And most people have seen spirits when they were young. People have been afraid under their bed or in the closet. Many, many people. And they've seen something. They're not crazy. Or they've sensed something. And what happens is you shut down. So when you first develop, you want to develop and become psychic, become intuitive, and then step up the energy to a higher frequency of more, I like to be called an intuitive, because there are psychics out there that I still warn people about. I'm like, watch those signs, you know, on those doors, you know, come on in. Or there are psychics that come, you know, come to you and tell you there's spells on you and or they need to pray for you. Any of those, if you come across one of those, I swear to God, run to the nearest police station.
Yeah, be careful.
To report them, because it's really ruined it for the real deals, the people that really have a gift and are here to be in service and to help.
When did you decide to go public with your gift?
Well, that was kind of thrown upon me. I really was a skeptic, a big skeptic. And, you know, I was afraid. I was afraid of the spirits. I was afraid of the things that I'd seen through my years or known things and felt things. So I was always afraid. And I guess I was 29. And what happened was I looked across the room and my father-in-law, Marcel, was very important to me, one of the most important men in my life. And I got this wave through my whole body that something terrible was going to happen to him. And he died. I ran to my husband and said, something's going to happen to him. And nobody believed me. And 10 days later, he died of a heart attack. And that's when I went on a search. And we usually go on a search when we've lost someone we loved or we've gone through a loss, a death, a divorce. Something traumatic usually happens that we start looking for something more in our life. And that is when you start to open up to your own gifts. And so at 29, when that happened to me, I kind of got thrown into it. And then someone sent me to a psychic in New York, and she just said all these things that about me, and that there was a man behind me who died of a heart attack, and that I didn't want to live anymore. And I thought, nobody knows that, nobody. And so I went to her classes to prove her wrong, and I really was a skeptic. And
you were proved wrong, basically.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Carl wants to ask a couple of questions, but before I move it over to Carl, are you a member of any religion?
Well, you know, when people ask me what religion am I, my answer has always been, my God is too big to fit in any one religion. How big is your God? And I feel that I've walked the church of the Catholic Church. I've been in the Lutheran. I've been in the born again. I'm right now having a real interest in Judaism, but it all comes back to one, and it's all one. So it doesn't matter the religion as much. I just have a pretty big God.
Tara, Carl Sabatino, how are you?
Good, thank you, and you?
I have a question. For those of us, and I guess I'm one of them, who has experienced, I guess, I may use the term a paranormal experience, something that was unexplained, a number of them. How do you respond to them when they come to you with, I saw this, this happened? What is your general course of response to them to make them either at ease or give them a sense of understanding as to what happened?
Well, when I'm with the person and then they tell me something happened to them, one, I want to tell them that they're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I do. And then usually the person is really ready for something to happen to start sharing it. And when you start sharing it, it becomes more real. If you hold it in and hide it like many people do, because they're afraid of being seen as crazy or, you know, just nuts, and you're not. So right now, the spirits are really trying to get a hold of all of us. The world is waking up, thank God, opening up. And, you know, you wouldn't talk about this 30 years ago, psychics. So people are having, the veils are getting thinner between the worlds. And so now I tell people, expect to, you know, connect to a departed loved one. I tell them what to ask for in a prayer when you want to meet them. When you meet somebody who's died that you love and you miss, I say, go to the causal plane. Tell your loved one, let's meet on the causal plane, and then they do. And then the next day they call me up and say it happened, they met their loved one. And that's all I care about, is people just opening up to the possibilities. because you're going to get more and more signs now. So I do tell people not to deny it. Just go, oh, that's interesting. I'd like to have another experience.
Well, there you go, Carl. I mean, that's just part of an interview that we both did with Tara. But she comes into New York every so often.
Let's get her on.
And our studio is here. Let's invite her. And perhaps by that time we'll have, some phones open up. Who knows?
Yeah, and let's do that, because I really would like to. I have much more. I remember it, and it was wonderful. And we are wonderful. I think we are, Roland.
Well, I would have to agree with you, because if I didn't, then I would be dumping on myself.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We're wonderful. Smith Sabatino, until next time.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.